Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
5:34, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yes, yes it is. Congratulations, we have made it. Self high fives all the way around. I'm going to be chatting with John Reed in a moment, but before I do that, let me share this news story with you, because I've got a sneaking suspicion that John will probably have an opinion on this as well. Our friends at the Virginia Commonwealth University, you remember that, VCU downtown? The Board of Visitors of VCU has apparently just unanimously voted to increase Michael Rao's salary by 16%. As you know, Michael Rao is the president of VCU. According to a spokesflack at VCU, the board voted unanimously to extend Rao's contract until 2030 and increase his salary by 16%. His new salary, $821,668. Good Lord Almighty. Wow. I'm going to take a very deep breath here. Serenity now. All right. And with that happy news, let me welcome my friend John Reed, who, in addition to everything else that he does, is also an award winner, multiple award winner. Yeah, the morning show, John Reed's morning show. Once again, the best morning radio show in all of Central Virginia. Not that that's a surprise to us, but it is always nice to get official confirmation. John, good afternoon, sir.
Well, thank you, Jeff. I owe you about $20 or $40 for all those text votes that you gave me to help me pull this off.
Well,
I appreciate the win.
You know, when you got multiple cell phones in a house, you got to do what you got to do, right? It's a little scared straight in the burn and the burner phones. But congratulations. And are you feeling a little bit put off that you didn't pursue academia as a career? 821 large for the president of VCU?
Yeah, you know, you and I would lose our jobs if our ratings went down. So, you know, why hold Michael Rao accountable for $100 million in taxpayer money that's been lost on a building that wasn't built, right? I mean, what do you have to do to get fired at VCU is what I want to know.
I'm thinking it involves livestock. And even that, well, maybe not so much. I don't know. It's crazy. 16%. And I'd love to say that it was all those terrible left-wing Democrats, John, but it was a unanimous vote by the Board of Visitors. So,
yeah, I think if I were a parent with a young person at VCU, or if I was a student of any age at VCU, and I'm stressed when the bill comes.
Yeah.
Every quarter, that I would not really appreciate that, because I don't know that the students, as Doug Wilder constantly points out, the students don't know who this guy is.
Right.
He's absent. And, you know, it really would be one thing if you could scan the horizon and say, man, this guy has delivered. He keeps things under control. He commands respect. He demands good behavior and high academic standards, but I think he's failing on a lot of those things. I don't know why Virginia is tolerating it. I think it's a problem.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you, but listen, we each, I know, will be unpacking that next week. We got a couple of moments here. We don't get to chat as often as I would like. I don't know. You might be very happy with the lack of chatting, but I kind of miss
no.
chatting with you, but you are, and I want to get the title right, so I apologize if I screw it up, but you are the founding director of the Virginia Council, correct?
Founding chairman, but
founding
I will take
chairman.
Director. It's great. Yeah. And so, we've been around for a little over 3 years now, and one of the things we started, and you have been so supportive and wonderful about coming to our events and speaking on our behalf with people who've asked about this. One of the things we started was the Virginia Forum. People are familiar with the Richmond Forum, but we're trying to offer a platform for people who are right of center instead of left of center. And we've had Douglas Murray, the renowned journalist. We've had Andy Ngo, as you know. We just had Dr. Carol Swain, yep, the African-American academic who discovered that the president of Harvard, also an African-American woman, was plagiarizing her materials and got her fired. Carol Swain was our last speaker, and on the 25th of this month, less than 2 weeks away, we're so excited that G. Von Fleet, who a lot of people saw on the Tucker Carlson show, and some people have met her here in Central Virginia, she's going to talk about escaping communist China and her belief that we're in the middle of a Marxist cultural revolution right here in the United States, and nobody's paying attention to it.
That is so incredible that you were, number one, able to get her. But number two, I mean, the topic is so spot on. There are those people who have escaped from Eastern Europe. They've escaped from these communist regimes. And they're, look, John, they're sounding the alarm. And thank God you, thank God the Virginia Council has the chutzpah, as we might say in my neighborhood, to invite them, to feature them, to allow them to share their message. It's vital what you guys are doing.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I think it's important, and I want to give people who are normally marginalized by mainstream media, mm-hmm, and I hate to say it, mainstream culture, You think G. Von Fleet is being invited to speak to some of the major forums around the United States? No, because she is right of center, and she is very harsh in her assessment of China and communism, and everybody's terrified of a truth teller. And right. I want to give truth tellers the chance to speak. I have not met G, so I'm excited that she's coming. I'm interested in what she has to say. I'll have the privilege of interviewing her on stage after her presentation for our audience on the 25th. And I'm in the middle of reading her book called Mao's America, which talks about the revolution here in the United States and what we need to pay attention to.
Wow.
But I think that's an imperative for us to hear from a lot of different voices. And I'm tired of the censors telling people that I want to hear from who may agree with me and you and our audience that they're not allowed to take the stage. We're not going to tolerate that anymore.
Yeah. Well, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I'm grateful that the Virginia Council has been able to stand up and do what they're doing. Now, we're hearing about this. I'm hoping some people have seen some of the notes about it, but if they're hearing about it for the first time, where do they go to learn more? How do we sign up to get tickets? Are there tickets still available?
There are. Just like Politics and Pints, the VIP are almost sold out. So if you want to meet G. Von Fleet, you get a free copy of her book that she will autograph for you with the VIP tickets. You can go to thevirginiacouncil.org. And there is a place to purchase tickets. And if you just want to come and hear the speech, there's a very affordable option at $50 to come and be a part of the audience and listen to the Q&A, send your questions up. I think it's going to be a really fascinating evening to hear what she's been through and to talk about what she's seeing that maybe we are not detecting in our own society. And the Virginia Council is so excited to bring her here.
It's a strange question that I have to ask. Number one, I want to remind everybody that my friend John Reed is joining us. John, of course, hosts the morning show, once again, voted by the readers of the Richmond Times-Dispatch as the best morning radio show in Central Virginia. No surprise there. Is the location for this event public yet? Because I remember when Andy Ngo came to town, there was all sorts of nonsense. The BLM and Antifa people, of course, doing everything to shut it down, making threats, bomb threats, and the location wasn't revealed until the end. Is this already known?
It is. It's at the Glen Allen Cultural Arts Center. We are hopeful that she is not the same threat as, you know, the gay Asian guy from Portland who's 5'2", you know, Andy Ngo. They harassed, of course, they tried to kill him previously.
That's right.
And And then they really harassed him and us. But so far, we've just gotten a couple of, you know, pro-communist people who have, it's weird. They're trying to sing the praises of communist China on our Facebook page, which is kind of shocking to me.
Really? Kamala Harris? No, I'm sorry.
Misunderstood who's coming. That's right.
Okay.
I think this one's going to be less controversial, although it's really important and potent, and I hope people will be there to hear it firsthand.
And did I see, was it on the Virginia Council page, perhaps, that there might be some huge surprise coming from the left coast?
Well, in October, and I can't tell you who it is yet, we've got a big movie star who has agreed to come and talk about their experience as a Hollywood star and coming out of the closet, if you will, as a conservative, and how they have, you know, been received by their colleagues. And I think it's someone that everyone is going to really be interested in. It's a very well-known movie star. He's starred in one of the most popular films in the last couple of weeks, as a matter of fact. He's one of the featured actors, I should say, in one of the most recent films that came out. I really think people are going to find that interesting.
So for folks who want to make sure they don't miss out, and I don't want them to miss out, does the Virginia Council do an email list that they can sign up for?
Yes, you can go to the virginiacouncil.org, buy your tickets to the event on the 25th of this month of September, and sign up for our once-a-week newsletter that comes out every Sunday. And I draft a letter, and we have a lot of news from around Virginia in it that I think people will find interesting. And that will be the alert when we make announcement about the speaker in October so that you can be the first people to get those tickets, too.
Okay, so thevirginiacouncil.org, thevirginiacouncil.org.
That's right.
All right. John, I appreciate you taking some time to join us. I am looking forward to being at that event. I don't think I've missed one yet. I don't want to miss one, certainly in October. That sounds just really, really enticing. So I will be following closely at thevirginiacouncil.org. Congratulations again on the big victory. And like everybody else, I'll be listening to you Monday morning. All right, John Reed. He has been silenced by the compliments. My gosh, I've never had that happen. It is 5:45. Jeff Gads, News Radio WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.